There's also a fight taking place in Alaska, where the Interior Department held hearings this week as part of a plan to put together a five-year energy proposal. The debate centers on the question of drilling for energy on the outer continental shelf. So this is drilling for energy well off the shore of Alaska in Arctic waters. After 2 days of public testimony, Interior Secretary Ken Salazar pronounced Alaskans passionate and divided. Salazar got an earful from those for and against drilling for oil and gas. Elizabeth Arnold has this report.
Block 7012, one bid.
Just over a year ago, the oil industry bid a record-breaking $2.6 billion for oil and gas leases in the Chukchi Sea. The sale was staggering.
The highest bid was $105,304,581 by Shell Gulf of Mexico.
Shell had already bought leases even further north and was ready with rigs when then-President George Bush lifted the ban on drilling along the outer continental shelf. Shell Alaska General Manager Pete Slaby.
So we're drill bit ready to move in the Arctic right now, and this is stuff that can happen right now. And, with a few things going our way, we will be ready to go in 2010.
But those few things are now largely in the hands of Secretary Salazar, who came to Alaska this week as part of the process of developing this administration's offshore energy plan. He's called a time out on new leasing for more public input, and he got plenty yesterday. Whaling Captain and Barrel Mayor Edward Itta advised slowing down.
Mr. Secretary, like all Alaskans, the people of the North Slope depend on the economic engine of oil and gas development. We have supported onshore for well over 30 years now. But Mr. Secretary, offshore is a different matter.
Alaska Governor Sarah Palin advised speeding up.
Delays or major restrictions in accessing our needed resources for environmentally responsible development are not in the nation's or our state's best interest.
From laborers in hard hats chanting jobs, 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 to environmentalists dressed as polar bears and puffins, division and emotion over offshore drilling was apparent. Shell Alaska General Manager Slaby says it's unjustified.
In Alaska, we live in the shadow of the Exxon Valdez. I strongly disagree with those who say that we have learned nothing. If you look at the total volume of oil that winds up in the world's oceans, less than 1%.
A pretty good record, he says, and adds that over the years, more than 100 exploratory wells have already been drilled in U.S. and Canadian Arctic waters without an accident.
None. None.
Nothing.
None.
But concern over offshore drilling in Arctic waters doesn't just center on spills. The Interior Department is also responsible for endangered species, and an increasing number of marine mammals and seabirds in the Arctic are in decline. The fear is that the impacts of a warming climate will be compounded by new development. This is the sound of spring in the northern Bering Sea, a 400-foot icebreaker backing and ramming through the ice pack. Some 30 scientists are on board this ship conducting research on just about everything from walrus to ice algae. In the bowels of this icebreaker, University of Wyoming researcher Jim LaVorin studies a seabird with white eye patches, the spectacled eider, one of about 350,000 that's left of the world's population that breeds here in the Arctic. On both hands, he counts off other species in danger, Steller's eiders, king eiders, and common eiders.
You've got red-throated loons, you've got yellow-billed loons, four-eyed seals, you've got the walrus, you've got bowhead whales. You could not find a more sensitive habitat.
On the same ship, USGS research ecologist Chad Jay is tracking the Pacific walrus, which is also under consideration for listing, and like the polar bear, could be the next symbol of climate change. Reductions in the extent of ice over the last few years have forced walruses onto small pieces of remnant ice, and in 2007, there was no ice at all near the shelf.
As a result of that, we saw in Alaska upwards of 6,000 walruses hauling out along the shore of northwest Alaska, which is their first ever. And it means that a greater number of animals are using a smaller space to forage in and to haul out on. Probably not a good thing.
But the very thing that's cause for concern with regard to walrus and other species here in the Arctic is what's made drilling in these waters more attractive to industry, less sea ice. And it's posing a major policy decision for the new Department of Interior. weather and how to balance development of what's both a fragile ecosystem and what some believe to be the next best answer to America's thirst for oil. Salazar says he doesn't expect to make everybody happy. For NPR News, I'm Elizabeth Arnold in Anchorage.